Hello dear viewers, well a few days ago, yet more bad news in the Middle East, and that is Tel Aviv announced that it's going to build another 32 illegal so-called settlements, colonies I should say, in Palestine, in the West Bank, land that Israel has illegally occupied since 1967. So this is armed robbery, literally at the gunpoint in many cases, dragging people out of their houses, demolishing their houses. People who legally own this land but have title deeds, their families may have lived in that exact place for generations and turfed out without compensation. Wow, wow, what a flagrant injustice. No other people in the world would be expected to put up with this. No other nation. People say Palestine's not a nation, it's an argument we can have some other time. Whatever they are, no other group of people would be expected to tolerate this. It's staggering. Now, the timing is often telling. Why now? I suppose it might be Netanyahu appealing to the frank racist segment of his supporter base and so on, when he seems to be losing in other areas. Reports come out actually saying that opinion in European countries is more negative on Israel than ever before, than ever since records began. He's really burnt a lot of bridges in a lot of countries. Even the United Kingdom might recognise Palestine, looks like France will before the year is out. So he's really screwed up very badly. Want to have something to show for it. Even the Trump White House is aghast at the mass starvation of Palestinian civilians. But Netanyahu can say this is a definite win. So the Six-Day War, okay, the Arab armies attacked Israel. Israel defeated them, took back this land, ruled Gaza for a while, finally put out of Gaza in about 2000, but then still controls the borders of Gaza, the airspace above it, the territorial waters of Gaza. That's the western part of Palestine. The West Bank is the east of Palestine, as is the West Bank of the River Jordan. Now there is one land border crossing between Gaza and Egypt that Israel doesn't control. So it's all very, very bad news. And these settlements, no Palestinians allowed to live there, and so on. So it's flagrant racism. It's not Israel. Even Israel doesn't claim the West Bank belongs to them, and yet they're stealing it. Now, there's another side to this. Arabs drave out Jews from countries like Iraq. Even Saudi Arabia had a Jewish community in 1948. Morocco, Algeria, Egypt. Of course, it's disgraceful. The Egyptians imprisoned all Jewish men and eventually released them on condition they leave the country. So it's true that Jews have suffered terrible injustices in other countries, including Arabi. I don't blame all Arabs or most Arabs for that. Okay, so what I would like is a restitution of property, a right of return, for Jewish Israelis to Arab lands, for Palestinians back to Palestine, even the bit that's now Israel, and so on. They could become Israeli citizens, they could be Palestinian citizens living there. How about that? But no. So this is an agenda pushed by the most frankly racist members of the Netanyahu cabinet, Israel Katz and Bezalel Smotrich. So these are illegal under international law. Virtually everybody would agree with that. So Katz said they do this so that Palestine doesn't exist because that would imperil Israel, almost though Israel hasn't imperiled Palestine. They took the Hamas charter, calls for the destruction of Israel, which is very bad, I don't want to see. But Palestine's been effectively destroyed already. Over the last century or so, Palestine's lost about 90% of its land. You say it's not a nation, we want to be a province. Okay, if the Palestinians, if they wish to join Jordan, Jordan wants to accept them, fine. But neither side wants that. If they want to join Egypt, they could do that. They don't want to join Egypt, Egypt doesn't want to join there. Whatever it is, they're not part of Israel. So it was the late and unlamented Ariel Sharon started this policy in the late 60s, create facts on the ground, seize locations of strategic significance, hilltops, water sources, and build these there. Over 160,000 settlements. Even the US government has asked them not to do this, not to expand them. They're doing that. They've created facts on the ground because there's some babies born in these settlements. And there might be the fourth generation born since 1967. They're born to a Haredi family who get married in their late teens, have children straight away. Goodness. So everything of valuable has been lost. That value has been lost to the Palestinians there. They've lost hope. They've often emigrated. Why so many Palestinians live in Jordan, have taken out Jordanian citizenship. Palestinians in Lebanon, work in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the UAE, Egypt, United States, United Kingdom, Republic of Ireland, very proud to say in Ireland, and so on. So, and that's it. So The Trump administration has often supported the expansion of these illegal settlements. Now, the Trump administration is very against illegal immigration unless it's into Palestine. And that really is when illegal immigration is dangerous. But okay, what do we do about those Israelis who are like the fourth generation born in the West Bank? And that's a dilemma that Israel's deliberately created. They could be given a permanent residence of Palestine. They could be offered Palestinian citizenship. I don't know. But there's got to be the restoration of property. There's no rightful ownership of stolen property and so on. And I include Jewish property that was stolen in Arab lands from 1948 onwards. So this is all very bad news. The utter humiliation of the Palestinians, just how cruel this is, just how blatantly unjust it is, just how racist it is. Because you're Palestinian, you're not a human being, you have no rights, we're just going to take it. Wow. Goodness. So the Palestinians controlling almost nothing of their land. And what would you do? You'd resist, wouldn't you? What are they supposed to do? Just take it again? It's such a screaming injustice. And obviously, there are American politicians who are cheerleaders for these crimes against the Palestinian people. All right, I'm not opposed to the existence of the State of Israel. And there aren't good things about the State of Israel. It's praiseworthy with regard to gender equality or gay rights. Well, they're democratic amongst themselves in their elections and so on. But that's no consolation to the Palestinians who bear the brunt of these terrible policies. So the president of the Palestinian Authority has said it's a dangerous escalation. And yes, it's going to be a driver of violence. Yes, it's destabilized the situation as well. So here we see an ultra-nationalist, chauvinistic, militaristic government in Israel led by the ultra-hawk Netanyahu, who never saw a war that he didn't like. Goodness. And he could have ended this war a long time ago. So many people in Netanyahu's government want to formally annex the illegal settlements and declare it part of Israel and so on. Israel obviously illegally occupying Syria, even more of Syria, since the fall of the Assad regime, and a tiny bit of south of Lebanon. So Israel is illegally occupying three of its neighbors. There's only one other country in the world in that situation, and that is the Russian Federation. So why is it right for Israel to illegally occupy its neighbors, but not Russia? It's wrong in both cases. So the International Court of Justice said that these colonies, let's not call them settlements. I mean, the late Robert Fisk said, settle's got a cozy feel to it. We all want to be settled. Colonies. They are in violation of international law, and Israel must evacuate all the settlers. So that's it. Israel is always violating international law. Shows a flagrant disregard for that. And I know there'll be a lot of tu quoque, and there are other regimes in the region that are worse in many ways. That one in Iran, the former one in Syria, possibly Saudi Arabia, and on and on. But that is no consolation to the Palestinians. It's not justificatory of this terrible injustice visited upon the Palestinians again. This is the root cause of the conflict. Anyway, I wish there could be peace with justice in the Middle East, but bitter experience has taught me that good things just don't happen. So often evil wins. There's this myth that the good guys win in the end, and it's very seldom true, sadly.